Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's my privilege to be with you today. My name is Mike Harrison, and I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm a real estate investor in both apartment communities and single-family properties, over 3,000 doors of real estate, and I kind of pinch myself when I say that because I've grown quite a bit in just the last few months, not to mention the last 8 years since I've been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you're not familiar with Lifestyles Unlimited, we're a real estate and mentoring group. We started in Houston, Texas 30 years ago. We now have members in all 50 states. We've got offices in several states throughout Texas. And we'll teach you how to invest in real estate. We'll teach you how to buy your life back one piece at a time, one chunk at a time. We'll teach you how to buy your time back, essentially, one property at a time, one stream of income at a time. And we've been teaching people that for, again, like I said, 30 years, over 50,000 members in all 50 states. If you'd like to find out more about us, you can go to lifestylesunlimited.com. But that's really the group of folks, and I'm an active member that taught me how to be an effective real estate investor, and it's quite frankly changed my life. Today, I'm going to talk about a part of Lifestyles Unlimited that most people are not aware of, and it's really an incredible piece. We probably should talk about it quite a bit more because it's just one of those things that makes Lifestyles Unlimited really, really special. But it's involved in the syndication apartment community side of the business, and it's really there for the passive investor, what I am. And if you're not familiar with what a passive investor is, essentially we pull our money together and we give them to a syndicator, and we call that person a lead investor. And the lead investor will go buy a business, an apartment community, and they will change and shape that business, and then they share the profits with us as a passive investor. That's the side of the business that really I've been focusing on quite a bit for the last 4 years. I've hit all my goals so far, but I still have a little way to go. Now, the way we decide whether this property is a good investment for us is we review a document called the Private Placement Memorandum. I'm not here to talk about that. That was my show a couple of weeks ago. If you don't know what a private placement memorandum is, I suggest you go find that show and listen to it before you listen to this show. But I've got I have an expert on the show with me then. His name's Richard Robinette, and he's an attorney, and he helps lead investors or syndicators write private placement memorandums. That's how we evaluate the deal, whether it fits us, whether it's good for us. Do we like it? Yes or no. If we like it, is this something we're going to give money toward and become a partner in it? But aside from the private placement memorandum, we have something here at Lifestyles Unlimited that you won't find in the cold, cruel world, okay? Hey, newsflash, we're not the only organization out there. Now, we're a mentoring group, an educational group, but we're not the only organization out there that you can network with to go find opportunities to be a partner in apartments. I hope I'm not shocking you, but you can get on Google right now and type in invest in multifamily property or invest in apartments or invest in real estate. And I promise you there will be thousands of opportunities for you to click on and send your money to somebody just out there. And hey, yeah, we're buying an apartment community and Reno, Nevada, you know, wherever, and you can send your money to it, all right? Good luck. But we've set actually, Dell has set up Lifestyles Unlimited in such a way to, yes, can you meet lead investors to where you can pool your money and give your money to them and be a partner? Sure you can. But we do have a little set of rules and a little set of suggested best practices that we encourage our passive investor look at in regards to the deal. And we have a passive investor checklist. Passive investor checklist. And this checklist is associated with the deal. It's not part of the PPM. You can get a private placement memorandum from anybody, anywhere. They're all very similar. This is unique to Lifestyles Unlimited. Unique to Lifestyles Unlimited. Why was it created? To protect investors just like myself. Now, are we all guaranteed that we're not going to lose money? No, but essentially, if you look at this passive investor checklist and you follow it, you will know enough about the lead investor and enough about the property and enough how the property is being managed that essentially these best practices are what works. They're what works. And there's two parts to this passive investor checklist. I'm going to review as much of this checklist over the remainder of the show. I promise you, there's so much in here. I'm spoiler alert. I'm not going to get to every part of the passive investor checklist, but I'm going to go through it quite a bit so you have an understanding. There's two parts. Part A, are you complying with the Lifestyles Unlimited rules, and rules is underlined, as outlined in the rules and suggested best practices for lead investors, also known as the white paper? There's 9 questions in that section. The second part of the passive investor checklist. Part B, are you complying with the Lifestyles Unlimited suggested best practices? Underlined, suggested best practices. It means they may do it a little different, but this is what we suggest. As outlined in the rules and suggested best practices for lead investors, also known as the white paper. My friends, there's 46 questions in this section. Now, this white paper began years back, and there's been an evolution to it. And I'm going to share as much of this white paper and passive investor checklist as I absolutely can for the remainder of this show. But my friends, I want you to understand, this is a big part of what makes Lifestyles Unlimited so special. We'll be right back.
Del Wamsley on the economy and politics.
What happens if the economy turns around and goes back down now the Democrats are in power, or inflation becomes rampant and all of a sudden it becomes very difficult to do business? I was listening to an economist the other day, and he pulled out this chart of GDP. He said, look, here's what I want you to do. He said, tell me anywhere from 1950 to 2021 where the Democrats took power and where the Republicans took power. He said, point it out for me. And the truth of the matter is you can't tell.
If you're sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what the politicians are going to do, or waiting to see what the economy is going to do, if you're trying to predict the future, stop. Politicians and the economy have no bearing on your success or failure. Only you do. Register for the next live online free workshop. We'll unfold the map to retirement in 5 years or less, regardless of what's going on in the world. It's the same proven strategies we've been using for 30 years through every political party and economic cycle you can think of. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back. My name is Mike Harrison. Today, I'm reviewing the passive investor checklist. And if you're not familiar with what that is, it's unique to Lifestyles Unlimited. And essentially, it's a checklist that was created to protect as much as possible the passive investor, to educate the passive investor as to how the lead has structured this property, what they're doing this property. Are they following the Lifestyles Unlimited rules? Are they following the best practices? Because you don't get something like the white paper outside of Lifestyles Unlimited. You just don't. You've got all kinds of syndicators, and they're doing all kinds of craziness, things that you would never imagine, maybe that you would take for granted that someone wouldn't do. But trust me, these deals that are outside, it is buy at your own risk. I'm not saying they're all bad. I'm not saying everyone's a criminal out there by any means. There's a lot of good people that are real estate investors that are not part of Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm just saying we have structured this and set up as much as possible these little stop gaps to try to educate you to where you do understand what this is, what you're getting involved in, the type of people that you're investing with. And let me just share an example. 3 weeks ago in my email, approximately, I got essentially it was an email describing a potential investment. And reading it, I was looking at it, and it looked like a pretty darn good deal. It looked like something I would be interested in. And the initial email is just essentially, it's something like, "Hey, Mike, we found a property. We've put a letter of intent, LOI, to purchase this property. And based on our initial analysis, we expect this property to cash flow at X. We expect this property to close," you know, all the little basics. "Hey, if you're interested, send me a note back." Something like that. Well, I was interested. So I followed it, and then I requested the PPM, the private placement memorandum, so I could review the opportunity. And I start reading in this private placement memorandum, and this is a big, I mean, it's 70, 80, 90 pages. It's a big document. It's essentially the business plan. Everything's in there. I am no attorney, okay? I could have spent several hundred dollars and sent it to my attorney. That we're not to that point yet. Just wanted to read through. Let's see what's going on. But I started noticing that there's a few items in this private placement memorandum that were different from what I was used to seeing from Lifestyles Unlimited lead investors. Okay, just looked a little off to me. Then as I continued through, I noticed that what we call the multifamily quick analysis, MFQA, was not in there. And the pro forma on the format that I'm used to reviewing was absolutely different. Their pro forma was really kind of some blurbs of, "Hey, year one this, year two this." And I like seeing a spreadsheet. Well, what are we spending the CapEx on? What is the projected rent? What are the rents now? What's the projected rent increases? What's market on the rent? So I began to dig a little deeper. I don't know. I'm on page 30, page 40. I mean, it's all black and white with a lot of words on it to me. And I find a 1% acquisition fee. I'm not saying this is bad. Just saying we don't do that here at Lifestyles Unlimited. You buy a $20 million property and the lead suddenly is just handed a check for $200,000. Thank you. It's just not something we do. We don't do acquisition fees. And so immediately, there's the red flag for me. Again, I'm not saying that's bad. It's pretty normal in the marketplace outside of Lifestyles Unlimited. But me, not being an attorney, if I happen upon the acquisition fee buried in there, there's probably six or seven different items that I didn't catch. And I wasn't going to spend all night reading this thing. If that's there, I know something else is there. You're not just going to try this. You're not going to do it just for 200 grand. If you're going to take 200 grand, you want to find a way to take something more, especially on a multi-million dollar property. But it's just another spoil of the property that wasn't going to the passive. So kind of a little bit of a turnoff. But the other thing I noticed that within these documents in our white paper, if you missed the first segment, it's unique to Lifestyles Unlimited. We put that within a passive investor checklist for the passive investor to review and learn more about the property and the lead and how it's going to be run. There was no white paper associated with this deal at all. None. Okay. So friends, for me, that's my umbrella. That's my insurance. I like to review that. I knew at that moment, I knew when I saw the acquisition fee, I was out, but I knew when there was no white paper, I was definitely out. Again, not saying this is a bad deal. It wasn't a deal for Mike Harrison. Okay. It wasn't a deal for me. So I declined. I'm out. But let's talk about what is in this passive investor checklist. And there's two parts. As I said, the first part is, are you complying with the Lifestyles Unlimited rules as outlined in the rules and suggested best practices for lead investors, also known as the white paper. And there's 9 parts to this section. This is just part one, okay? It's a two-part piece. So what does this look like? Question 1, will you allow anyone who's not a preferred investor group member in good standing to participate in this deal? Question 2, the reason we do that is we want our investors to, that we teach you here at Lifestyles Unlimited about real estate investing. We're trying to ensure that people that get involved in these deals are educated, right? The worst person you want in your deal is someone who doesn't understand how real estate works. Okay, you need to understand, you need to be educated. So that's why that question's there. Question 2, did you tag this property with Lifestyles Unlimited? Not to go into what a tag is, but it essentially keeps us from competing with ourselves and artificially jacking up the price of the asset. Question 3, will you disclose to all potential passive investors all deviations from the Lifestyles Unlimited suggested best practices for lead investors? That's actually part 2 of the document, but here they're asking you, will you disclose all of your deviations? You want the answer there to be yes. Question 4. Do you have a PPM and operating agreement specifically for this deal? Really not a Lifestyles Unlimited requirement. It's really kind of a law. It's a requirement from the Securities and Exchange Commission, but it's important that you ask that question. Question 5. What will your compensation be as a lead investor? This is just laying it out there. You can find it in the pro forma, but it's spelling it out what their compensation is. Now, our lead investors are entitled to an above and beyond part of the deal. The more educated, the more experienced they are, the more they get. That compensation maxes out at 20%. It starts at 5%, but it's a gradual increase. You can understand that a first-time investor, a first-time lead, probably hasn't earned the stripes to be compensated at that higher level. So it's a graduated hierarchy that we have established here. Again, unique to Lifestyles Unlimited. 6, what additional fees will you charge and what specifically are these fees for? Back to my earlier information where I found the acquisition fee. Well, here, something like that would be disclosed. They would talk about management. We allow 5% total, part of that to go to property management and part of it to go to asset management, but that would be disclosed here. We're going to wrap this up and continue discussing the passive investor checklist on the other side. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll be right back.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange. And we bought 3 brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have 3 of her inherited properties and then 3 properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn 1 property into 3, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where as always, we're working on your financial freedom. My name's Mike Harrison. I appreciate you joining us today. I'm sharing what we call the passive investor checklist, and it's really a checklist for our passive investors to review. It's not part of a private placement memorandum, but it typically is offered from the lead investors to just kind of disclose what they're doing with this property, what their plans are, and there's 2 parts to it. But it's just a backstop. Understand what you're getting into. Understand how the lead plans to run this deal, and I suggest that every passive investor out there review the checklist on every deal that you get into prior to getting into the deal. So review it on every deal, and sometimes the deal works for you and sometimes it doesn't, but make sure that your lead investors have provided this for you. And for the most part, our lead investors will provide it with the documentation. And if they don't, just ask them to say, hey, can I get your answers to the private and to the passive investor checklist? So we're going through, there's 9 questions in that part A portion, which is the rules for lifestyles. Question 8, one of my all-time favorite. I love this. And it's basically, what were your personal investment be in this deal? So this is asking the syndicator, the lead investor, as we call it, lifestyles, how much are you putting in this deal, lead investor? Now, I will tell you that as our lead investors get to their 4th deal, their 5th deal, their 10th deal, their 20th deal, they're not required to put a minimum in. Now, when they're starting out, they are absolutely required to have skin in the game early on. And of course, first-time leads have a greater percentage of skin in the game than 10th-time leads, but they're not required after their 4th when they get into it. But I do like to see when a lead is putting some of their funds in. To me, it tells me that, yes, they are, they agree with this deal, and this is going to be a good deal, because not only are we trying to grow our wealth, they are trying to grow their wealth. And so here's where the disclosure would be as to how much money of their own money they're putting into the deal. And question 9, have you signed the most recent version of the Lifestyles Unlimited Code of Conduct for Preferred Investors Group members? And do you agree to abide by that code of conduct? That answer needs to be yes, my friends. But you want to get it in black and white. You want to get it in writing. You want to see this. Yes, we have a code of conduct. Imagine that, my friends. Again, in the cold, cruel world, I invite you to get on the computer and type in invest in multifamily or invest in real estate, invest in apartment communities, and you will see thousands of people out there that are just willing to take your money, and you really don't have a backstop like this that you get here at Lifestyles Unlimited. So the second part of the checklist that I mentioned, there's 46 pieces to this, my friends. 46. That's how substantial this is. We're trying to, and we're constantly evolving this document, but we're just trying to uncover every little nugget of information about how this property is going to be run. So the second part is the suggested best practices part. This is what we know works. This is what we suggest you do, Mr. and Mrs. Lead Investor. Are you complying with the Lifestyles Unlimited suggested best practices as outlined in the rules and suggested best practices for lead investors, also known as the white paper? Question 1, have you completed all the Lifestyles Unlimited lead investor training courses and, when available, earned the Lifestyles Unlimited lead investor certification? That answer needs to be a yes. You want your lead investor to have gone through the proper training. Truth is, they wouldn't be lead investors if they hadn't. But again, as my attorney would tell you, if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. So this is in writing. Question 2, have you submitted a quick analysis spreadsheet or pro forma to a mentor and reviewed the information together prior to submitting an LOI, that stands for letter of intent, on this property? So what they're saying is, before buying this property, you found it, you've done your analysis, and it looks good to you, Mr. and Mrs. Lead Investor. Have you sat down with your mentor? And our mentors here at Lifestyles Unlimited, again, are people that are walking the walk and talking the talk. They're living in this world. They have done this. They are millionaires. They are successful. It's saying, hey, I know you think it's a good deal. What does your mentor say? Because a lot of times you might sit down with your mentor and he's going, hey, I'm looking at your spreadsheet and you forgot this and this and this. And what do you mean you're going to get a 10% rent increase on day one? So I'm not saying that actually something like that. I'm just throwing out an example here so you can understand. But that mentor is going to review the property. That mentor is going to grill you. Hey, what about this? What's happening in the market? Did you think about this? What if this happens? Okay. So again, me, Mike Harrison, passive investor, I'm feeling a little better knowing that my leads have reviewed this with an expert, a subject matter expert. Number 3, do you intend to consult with Lifestyles Unlimited mentors and operations consultants? Yes, we have those on a regular basis throughout the deal, at takeover of possession of the property and periodically during the ongoing operations. What we're saying here, what Lifestyles Unlimited is saying, are you staying in touch with folks that know how to run this business and that have owned businesses just like this? Ongoing dialogue. This is a business. It has got a lot of moving pieces. Are you involved, Mr. and Mrs. Lead Investor? 4, do you have the time, energy, and focus to be lead investors? Again, we just want to get in writing, but this is where they're telling you how they intend to use their time to manage this asset. Will you commit to communicating clearly, concisely, and frequently with your passive investors? For example, regular meetings, usually quarterly, monthly financial reporting, generate and deliver a Form K-1 for each investor in advance of the IRS filing deadline, as outlined in the PPM and operating agreement. Important that that answer is yes. You want communication from your lead investor, lead investors, if they're a husband and wife team, but spouse team. But essentially, you want that communication. It's very important. Again, the cold, cruel world, I don't think these questions are getting asked to some of these other syndicators that are out there. Do you believe you have the financing and capital funds to cover the purchase price of the property and all other funding requirements? This is where they're going to explain how they're going to cover that. They're going to explain if they have a KP on the deal or several KPs. They may put in here how their resumes will be attached to the private placement memorandum, how much capital is raised to cover the cost, that sort of thing. 7, will you operate as a single lead investor? Again, if you've got a husband and wife team, they will be considered a single lead, those folks that are together. 8, will you, prior to stabilization of this property, treat the lead investor role as a full-time job? Very important. This is a job. When someone takes on the role of lead and they're asking 100 passive investors like myself for money to invest in a large business entity, a large apartment community, they need to treat it as a full-time job. And yes, it is going to be a full-time job. Notice they said prior to stabilization of the property. Not to go into it here, but we've got some rules on what a stabilized property looks like. And at that point, the passive investors, all the investors can vote on whether to allow the lead to seek another property. Essentially, if the property is stabilized and it's running, the lead investor probably wants to go get their next apartment community, and you're essentially kind of granting them privilege to do that. Continuing on, will you maintain an active Lifestyles Unlimited preferred investor group membership in good standing throughout the duration of this deal? That needs to be a yes. You need them to stay involved with Lifestyles Unlimited. Again, just to stay on the forefront, just for the communications, just for the operations, just to stay in touch with the mentors. My name's Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a part of Lifestyles Unlimited? Del Walmsley tells you what to expect when you join us for the next live online free workshop.
We've been here for 30 years. Over 30 years, we've had and or do have roughly 50,000 plus members all over the United States. We have retired tens of thousands of people, and it's just incredible what you're going to find that you're going to be in here. Not only are you going to find the greatest amount of information and education, you're going to find the people, the most open people you've ever met in your entire life.
Come meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited who will help you change your life and empower you to stop depending on a paycheck, your 401k, IRA, or Social Security for your future. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. At the free workshop, we'll teach you the 5 ways to make money with real estate, cash flow, equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and the tax advantages. Like Dell says, we'll open our books and show you how the numbers work with both single family and multifamily case studies. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. Today I'm reviewing the Passive Investor Checklist, also known as the White Paper. Essentially, it was created by Dale Walmsley to protect passive investors. Well, it's not really a protection. It's really, it's a guidance. Here's how the property should be run. We do have a rules and we do have a suggested best practices. And it's really, it's a questionnaire for the lead investor, lead investors to say, hey, what are you doing in regards to this? What about this? How do you feel about this? How is this property being run? And there's 9 parts to part A, which is the rules. And there's 46 parts to part B, which is the suggested best practices. Now, understand that this document is an evolution of documents. It started several years ago. We're on version 16. So back to, if you caught my show last week about staying involved and staying active, well, at Lifestyles Unlimited, as an educational and mentoring group, we're staying involved. We are watching how essentially the market changes, how there may be certain issues here, maybe certain issues there. And we're just trying to head those off at the pass with this passive investor checklist. And the way this checklist works is a passive investor will review the checklist prior to engaging and participating as a partner investing within this business entity. So I was going through the 46 different pieces of part B, and I'd gotten to number 10, I believe. Number 10, will you provide a finalized partnership statement within 2 weeks of closing, stating who the investors are, how many shares or percent of the partnership they own, and how much total investment capital was raised? We call that a Schedule A, essentially, is the formal name for that particular document. But it gives us as passive investors the ability to, okay, they said they were going to raise X amount and they raised X amount and here's who the partners are and here's how much they earned. And a lot of those people we know because we're members of Lifestyles Unlimited. So now we can network on our end and say, hey, what are your thoughts on this deal? Let's say we're in year 2 or year 3 of the deal. We can call up some of our friends within Lifestyles Unlimited that have invested in the same deal. There's a lot of different reasons for this document, but I hear stories about people that have invested with syndicators outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, and they never know who the other investors are, or it takes months to get this document from them. It doesn't necessarily get shared. We're telling the lead, we're saying, hey, are you going to share this information within 2 weeks of closing? Very nice to see, and very important that you get that early. Number 11, will you refrain from purchasing any new properties or assuming any new outside commitments until this property is stabilized? And I'd mentioned stabilized in the last segment if you missed it. And so, yes, this needs to be a yes. You want your lead involved on this property. Remember, they're buying an asset that is at a lesser value than it should be for a reason. Maybe it's run down. Maybe it has bad management. Maybe it has bad residents. There's something or a combination of many things that are depressing this asset. That's why the opportunity is there. That's why this property was purchased, because you're going to take a poor performing or poor property and you're going to make it better. That's how we're creating wealth within this deal. Remember, wealth is created. Take the bad asset, make it a great asset. And so you need your lead involved. They're the asset manager. They're the business manager. You don't want them closing on this deal and immediately looking for their next deal and looking for their next deal and looking for their next deal and trying to leave it up to just a property manager. That's not how you effectively work on your business. You need to get this stabilized and then go look for another property. Number 12, this is big. Will you agree not to have family members provide services to or be paid by the investment entity that acquires or manages this property unless agreed to by a majority in interest based on your invested amounts of your passive investors? What does this mean? When I talk about people who invest outside of Lifestyles Unlimited, well, you may be investing in an apartment community. And what you don't know is that the guy's sister owns the management company. His brother owns the construction company that's going to do all the rehab. His cousin works at the bank that's doing the lending. I mean, there's all kinds of greasy stuff that can happen behind the scenes. But the whole idea here is, if you're a lead investor and your brother's a roofer and this property needs a new roof, what's to prevent you from overpaying if your brother's there, essentially kind of laundering some money, so to speak, at the at the behest of the passive investor that's trying to share the profit? So you don't need to necessarily have those close connections. You need to work through this. And if you do have a close connection, maybe you do have a son that works within the management company, disclose it. Okay. Disclose it. That's all we're saying here. And then the passives can make their decision based on what you're disclosing. 13, will you agree not to have the investment entity that acquired this property or the management company conduct business with another company or business that is directly or indirectly owned or controlled by an investor, unless it is disclosed to all of your investors and approved by a majority of interest based on investing amounts, including for such determination the interest of the investor who owns or controls the other company or business? So very similar to the previous question, but let's say one of the passive investors owned a commercial construction company, and they're going to be the ones doing the rehab. That could be an unhealthy relationship for a lot of different reasons. So again, it just needs to be disclosed. 14, will you comply with all applicable laws? 15, will you use a qualified attorney with appropriate corporate real estate and securities law expertise to prepare documents and advise you on all matters relevant to this deal? Essentially, that needs to be yes. We don't need any corner cutting on the paperwork. Will you maintain a tracking procedure for investment syndication documents? Again, my attorney will tell you if it's not in writing, it doesn't exist. So that's what this passive investor checklist is doing. Does the operating agreement for this deal address cash call procedures? This needs to be discussed. Not every deal is perfect. I was in a deal and they had in one of the buildings about 6 months after the purchase, their sewer line underneath was broken. And not only that, it was causing foundational issues. It wasn't caught during due diligence for whatever reason. And it was, I want to say it was $100,000 to fix it. It was something like that. Well, anyway, there was a cash call, but it was addressed within the PPM on how that would work. And the way it worked was essentially there's a solicitation to existing passive investors to essentially buy additional shares is what it was. We overcame it. Not that big of a deal. But hey, it's a business. It is a syndication, and there might be a cash call. If there is, how are we going to address it? Have you, Mr. and Mrs. Lead Investor, put that in the operating agreement? It's important. We need to understand how this works. 18, does the operating agreement for this deal address investor events such as withdrawal, expulsion, bankruptcy, death, divorce, incapacity, and transferable interest? Again, it's a business. All this needs to be spelled out. 19, does the operating agreement for this deal address procedures for decision making with respect to material actions or events? That answer needs to be yes. In fact, the majority of the answers in this passive investor checklist need to be yes. And if they're not a yes, there's a disclosure there. Does the operating agreement for this deal address the relationship between voting rights and equity? Very important. The lead is given a certain amount of voting rights and equity upon purchase based on how long they've been in it. Let's spell that out. Let's see it. Let's see how much the passive have, and let's see what the lead has. Does the operating agreement for this deal address procedures and rules for removing you as the lead investor as a specific passive investor right? Okay. Again, we're getting into an area here that you're just not going to see outside of Lifestyles Unlimited. In the cold, cruel world, if you want to invest in some of these syndications and they're starting to fail and you don't even know who the other passives are because you hadn't gotten your schedule showing who those passives are and you've got no way to contact them, how do you think you can vote a lead investor out if a lead investor is totally failing? So here, this question absolutely addresses it. Mr. and Mrs. Lead Investor, have you put those procedures into the operating agreement? Kind of nice to see that. Not that, hey, it is extremely rare, but again, the procedures need to be there. This is how the business is being run. Does the operating agreement for this deal allow investors at their expense to conduct a third-party audit of the company's financial statements? So they could write an operating agreement that says you can't do that, that no third party can look at it. But here at Lifestyles Unlimited, that answer needs to be a yes. Will you segregate, if possible, incompatible duties that might lead to theft or costly errors by your management or staff? Again, how are we running the business? So I think I scratched a little less than half of that Part B of the passive investor checklist. But again, it's not talked about enough of what happens here at Lifestyles Unlimited and what we do to make this a great organization and what we do to try to build wealth and financial freedom. Until next week, I want you to understand it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day. My name's Mike Harrison.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.